I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Wow, so much going on this Friday. The tax bill in Congress, not to mention former Trump advisor Michael Flynn pleading guilty of lying to the FBI about Russia. But we start today with a different story, one that's had a massive impact on our nation's immigration debate. I'm talking about the case involving Jose Inez Garcia Zarate. He's the undocumented immigrant from Mexico who was on trial for murder for the shooting death of Catherine Steinle in San Francisco back in 2015. Candidate Trump often cited this case to support his call for a crackdown on immigration. Yesterday, Garcia Zarate was acquitted on the most serious charges against him, murder and manslaughter. Here's the victim's father, Jim Steinle, speaking before the verdict in the case was announced.
We somehow or another amazingly got caught up in immigration and Trump. And we have our views on immigration, we have our views on Trump, but this was the death of my daughter.
So hard to even imagine how terrible all this has been for the Steinle family. The World's Global Nation editor, Monica Campbell, joins me now from the Bay Area. She's been covering this case for us from the beginning. What happened that day on July 1st, 2015, when Kate Steinle was killed, Monica?
Well, it was a sunny day in San Francisco, and she was walking with her father along one of the piers here, and she was shot and killed. The man with the gun, his name was Jose Inez Garcia Zarate, who's 45 years old, and the case went on from there.
So why did this case get so much national attention?
Well, the case got a lot of national attention because he had been deported many times, and he also had a series of low-level offenses, all nonviolent felonies involving small possessions of drugs. So he had been in contact with law enforcement several times and been released, and it blew up because he was an immigrant, an undocumented immigrant, tied to a murder. And there were a lot of people who thought, including Trump, who was a budding presidential candidate at the time, who thought this man should never have been in the country in the first place.
This woman, Catherine Steinle, was killed in 2015. Here we are in 2017. How did we get to where we are now with Garcia Zarate being found not guilty for murder?
What we saw was that the judicial process played out. The court case took a while. And in the end, he was convicted of being a felon in possession of a firearm. And that was far less than what the prosecution wanted. But over 5 weeks, a 12-person jury was not convinced that Garcia Zarate intended to kill Kate Steinle. There were doubts. Was it accidental? And with those doubts, they couldn't deliver that first-degree, you know, murder conviction.
President Trump tweeted out after this verdict, the Kate Steinle killer came back and back over the weakly protected Obama border, always committing crimes and being violent, and yet this info was not used in court. His exoneration is a complete travesty of justice. Build the wall. How do you see things playing out as the immigration debate continues?
Well, if we were to take the heated political rhetoric aside, you would hear that there is a serious debate about the immigration system and its flaws and whether somebody with a record like Garcia Zarate should have been in the country with multiple deportations. I think there's a way to talk about whether that reflects sound immigration policy in the United States. What's happening is that any sort of nuanced view on immigration policy or whether sanctuary cities make sense is lost when you have it cast, including by Donald Trump, as he's a killer, he's an immigrant, and he shouldn't be here. When we know that when you look at the numbers of undocumented immigrants in the United States, you'll see that somebody like Garcia Zarate is an anomaly. That most people in the country without papers have not been deported so many times, that they don't have a long criminal record. And that reality is lost when so much attention is placed on a case like this. And it seems like the jury was thinking about this as well, because if they thought about his immigration record as part of their deliberations, it seems that the outcome might have been different. But they were looking at what are the facts of the case. And I feel like that it's getting mixed up. We're seeing somebody's immigration background mixed up with the cold facts of a criminal case.
The World's Monica Campbell, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.
By the way, Jose Inez Garcia Zarate will likely serve jail time for his conviction of felony possession of a firearm. And it is expected he'll be deported after that sentence.